Unaha Klosp thought the better of cutting off all communication with the outside world and reopened its communicator channels. Nobody wanted to speak to it, however. It started to cut the cables leading into the conduit, snipping them one by one with a knife-edged force field. No point in worrying about damaging the thing after all that had happened to the train in Station 6, it told itself. If it hit anything vital to the normal running of the train, it was sure Hawser would yell out soon enough. It could repair the cables without too much trouble anyway. A draft. Zoxal thought he must be imagining it, then that it was the result of some air circulation unit recently switched on. Perhaps the heat from the lights and the station systems, once it was powered up, required extra ventilation. But it grew. Slowly, almost too slowly to discern, the faint, steady current increased in strength. Zoxal racked his brains. What could it be? Not a train. Surely not a train. He listened carefully, but could hear nothing. He looked over at the old human and found him staring back. Had he noticed?
Run out of battles and victories to tell me about,
Avager said, sounding tired. He looked the Adiran up and down. Zoxal laughed, a little too loudly, even nervously, had Avager been well enough versed in Adiran gestures and voice tones to tell.
Not at all, Zoxal said. I was just thinking.
He launched into another tale of defeated enemies. It was one he had told to his family, in ship messes and in attack shuttle holds. He could have told it in his sleep. While his voice filled the bright station and the old human looked down at the gun he held in his hands, Zoxal's thoughts were elsewhere, trying to work out what was going on. He was still pulling and tugging at the wires on his arm. Whatever was happening, it was vital to be able to do more than just move his hand. The draft increased. Still, he could hear nothing. A steady stream of dust was blowing off the girder above his head. It had to be a train. Could one have been left switched on somewhere? Impossible. Quenol. Did we set the controls to... But they hadn't tried to jam the controls on. They'd only worked out what the various controls did and tested their action to make sure they all moved. They hadn't tried to do anything else, and there had been no point, no time. It had to be Quenol himself. He had done it. He must still be alive. He had sent the train. For an instant, as he tugged desperately at the wires holding him, talking all the time and watching the old man, Zoxal imagined his comrade, still back in Station 6. But then he remembered how badly injured he had been. Zoxal had earlier thought his comrade might still be alive when he was still lying on the access ramp. But then the changer had told the old man, this same Avager, to go back and shoot Quenol in the head. That should have finished Quenol. But apparently, it hadn't.
You failed, old one, Zoxal exulted as the draft became a breeze.
A distant whining noise, almost too high-pitched to hear, started up. It was muffled, coming from the train. The alarm. Zoxal's arm, held by one last wire just above his elbow, was almost free. He shrugged once, and the wire slipped up over his upper arm and spilled loose onto his shoulder.
Old one, Avager, my friend, he said.
Avager looked up quickly as Zoxal interrupted his own monologue.
What? This will sound silly, and I shall not blame you if you are afraid. But I have the most infernal itch in my right eye. Would you scratch it for me? I know it sounds silly, a warrior tormented half to death by a sore eye, but it has been driving me quite demented these past 10 minutes. Would you scratch it? Use the barrel of your gun if you like. I shall be very careful not to move a muscle or do anything threatening if you use the muzzle of your gun, or anything you like. Would you do that? I swear to you on my honor as a warrior, I tell the truth.
Avager stood up. He looked toward the nose of the train.
He can't hear the alarm, he is old. Can the other, younger ones hear? Is it too high-pitched for them? What of the machine? Oh, come here, you old fool, come here.
Unaha Klosp pulled the cut cables apart. Now it could reach into the cable run and try cutting further up so it could get in. Drone, can you hear me? It was the woman, Yalsin, again. Now what? It said. Horza's lost some readouts from the reactor car. He wants to know what you're doing.
Damn right I do, Horza muttered in the background.
I had to cut some cables. Seems to be the only way into the reactor area. I'll repair them later if you insist.
The communicator channel cut off for a second. In that moment, Unaha Klosp thought it could hear something high-pitched, but it wasn't sure. Fringes of sensation, it thought to itself. The channel opened again. Yeltsin said, "All right, but Horza says to tell him the next time you think about cutting anything, especially cables."
"All right, all right," the drone said. "Now will you leave me alone?"
The channel closed again.